Speak order at 5:30 p.m. This is the City of Tukwila Transportation and Infrastructure Services Committee meeting. Alongside me, I have Councilmember Martinez and Hendrick with me. I am the chair, Armin Papillon, and we'll go straight to business. The first item on our business agenda is center point turnover of infrastructure and right of way and easement to maintain traffic light on privacy property, presented by Sherry.
Did I say privacy? Private property. Yes. So this is a standard turnover procedure when there is development of certain properties of a certain size or caliber. They are required to do some certain frontage improvements, and for this property, Center Point, 8801 East Marginal, they had to construct sidewalks, some landscaping, signage, and two traffic signals. And so this is the turnover for those developments that those frontage improvements that they had to do for their development. And we also have an easement, since one of the traffic signals is on private property. So that just gives the city the ability to go onto their property and maintain that traffic signal. So the city will be taking over that infrastructure.
Do we have any questions? Okay, so, Sherry, I have a question. So if you turn to page 2, it's City of Tukwila Capital Assessment Acquisition Form. Is that what that you're referencing? For 41,221.
Yeah. So there's a materials list if you want a more detailed breakdown of.
No, I just if that what we're asking for the right of ways. This is what you're. Is this that?
Yeah. So the developer constructed these frontage improvements, and that is the cost that they paid to construct. And they're giving that to us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The grantee is City of Tukwila.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. So this form is basically what you just presented to us. Is that they're granting us that area, and that's what they charge, or that's what it costs to do.
Yeah, it's not the land. They're not giving us the land.
No. Just the infrastructure.
Yes. Okay. And there's like a few other pages as well.
Yes. I saw that. But this basically is the nutshell right here. This is the nut.
That's the cover page.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Councilmember Hendrick, do you have a question?
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions. Councilmembers, do we have consensus to move this agenda forward to the November 4th regular consent agenda?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We have consensus. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Move to the next agenda item B, 42nd Avenue South Grant, Final Design and Construction Grant, presented by Katrine.
Hi, good evening. Katrine DeBoer, Public Works Grants Analyst. So my first item tonight, asking for permission to accept two grants, which are funding the final design and construction of the 42nd Avenue South Bridge. The first is the Local Bridge Program. This is a grant that's administered by the Washington State Department of Transportation in the amount of $12 million. The second is called the Move Ahead Washington, which is another grant program that we applied for in the amount of $17 million. So these total $29 million. They have no local city match, which is great. The city applied for these back in 2019 and 2020. And now that the project is progressing, I'm now coming before you to ask for permission to accept so we can get these contracts going with WSHTA. And I welcome any questions.
Councilmember, do you have any questions? Councilmember Martinez.
Okay. So, Katrine, so these are for the replacement bridge at 42nd, correct?
That's
at Allentown. Okay. And these are just for the construction of the bridge itself. No service improvements other than just the bridge. So this isn't the site sewers, the sidewalks leading up to it, the pressurized water system underneath it.
It's for, yeah, all bridge construction. So there's like the sidewalk that will be on the bridge.
Yeah, but
and like the approaches.
Yeah, okay. So even the approaches, that's what I'm getting at. Even the approaches. Okay. And is there an end date to these?
We have to obligate them by September of 2026, which means that then we just fill out the forms with WSHDA and say,
and
you know,
was awarded the contract.
Not even that. We just have to like tell WSHDA, okay, we're going to spend it, and then we have to advertise within 6 weeks, and then we have like 3 years from when we obligate it. Okay. So
that brings my next question. So the city has moved some timelines around, during the Allentown meetings. When does the city anticipate, once we sign these agreements, would we anticipate moving forward with a parent low bidder process within 2025 or 2026?
We're not going to execute the contract with WSHDA until like the spring or summer of 2026. So I'm just coming before you now to kind of get this step done. And then when we're ready to execute the contract with the state, we already have council's approval.
Okay. No, and the reason I'm asking is because once people find out, well, you guys got the grant money, when did it start? I want to be able to have an honest answer for it. So I appreciate your time here on this. That's it.
I just have one clarifying question. The grant was approved for $12 million, and then $5 million more was added, or how does that portion of work?
No, these are two separate grants. Okay. I just administratively did one memo with those.
Okay, great. But, and this never brought to okay.
No.
I was just curious. Sorry.
Yeah.
Do we have consensus on council members to move this to move the 42nd Avenue South grant, final design and construction grant, by WSHDA local bridge program, and move ahead Washington program forwarded to the November 4th regular consent agenda?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have consensus. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to the next agenda item, again presented by Quatreen. It's for the U.S. Department of Transportation Aquatic Organism Passage COVID Removal Grant Application, Gillum Creek Fish Barrier Removal.
Yeah, hi. Sorry, it's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah.
So for this, I'm asking just for committee approval to submit a grant application to, it's called the AOP National Culvert Removal Program. So a little bit of background, the Gilliam Creek Fish Barrier Removal Project has been going on for a couple of years. It's currently, the design is funded, we have about $1.3 million, and we're working on alternatives analysis. The broader project is nearing the $30 million range, which is a significant project. So there's a lot of work going into the design currently. And so now we're trying to build a portfolio of construction grant awards. So we applied for last year, we applied to two NOAA grants, which is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, for $19 and $23 million. We were unsuccessful with both, but we did notice that once we applied, then that sort of unlocked their staff as a resource to us, where we could meet with them, kind of debrief our application. So similarly, we applied to this grant. It's another federal grant, highly competitive. It came to my attention kind of at the last minute. The project manager was inclined to apply. We had support from King County, so we kind of pulled an application together in like 3 or 4 days. So unfortunately, due to timing, I wasn't able to come to council to ask to apply for it. We didn't want to miss out on the opportunity. Now I'm coming to ask if it's okay that we did apply, and if not, we can still resend the application. So our request was for $19 million. It does have a non-federal match, which is that $4.8 million amount. We're confident that we could build up local agency funding for that from King County and Recreation Conservation Office, who are already funding the design. So high price tag, we're just trying any option that we can find right now.
Councilor, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I got a question. This one would be for our deputy administrator, Pete. What is city 412 funds?
Surface water.
Surface water? Okay.
Water is the water resource inventory area 9, so we're part of a basin.
Okay.
And there's a basin plan. And so we try to fund and prioritize projects within the basin.
Okay.
RCO is Recreation and Conservation Office. And FCD is
Flood Control District.
There you go.
Sorry for all the acronyms.
No, that's fine. Because I got a follow-up question for you. And again, excuse me, but I took notes on these. So if you look on page 25, we have these maps of the Mm-hmm. The culvert, it shows about approximately 500 feet of, well, it says 207 lineal feet of this culvert for the Gilman Creek. But if you look on the top one, we have approximately 2,000 lineal, or maybe 3,000 lineal feet of that I-405 culvert. Then if you keep on looking to the left of that, you got the off-ramp culvert, I-405 off-ramp culvert. Looks like it's approximately 200 lineal feet. Is there any money for those? I mean, because if, you know, this is just my personal opinion. It seems like if, you know, if we're going to go after, you know, $20 million or approximately $25 million, roughly, of grant money, you know, I understand that, but it doesn't make, to me, does, you know, if we still have these other two culverts that we're going to have to work on, you know, it doesn't make sense to try to find all three of them at the same time. The 405 culvert is huge. You know, I mean, it's a long lineal culvert, and it would seem like I'd want to attack that one first. Anyway.
I'd have to come back with, I don't know too much about those ones in particular. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I-405 one is owned by WashDOT, whereas this one's owned by us. Also, the main thing with the Gilling Creek one is that tide gate, so it's listed as a total fish barrier. Mm-hmm. So, like, no fish can get through it.
But we've been working on that one.
Yes, that's one that we're currently working on.
So that's separate from the culverts. You're talking about the culvert, you know, the 405 culvert, or excuse me, the Gilling Creek culvert.
Yeah, but the culvert replacement project includes, like, the culvert and the tide gate.
Okay, so I thought we did the tide gate.
We added a debris rack to it to help with some of the sedimentation, but... Uh-huh. This would be like making sure that fish can get through it.
Interesting. So,
Sir, are you?
I'm inclined to have you look to verify if it is indeed WashDOT, is their responsibility when they plan on doing it? What's their timeline? And then who owns it? And what the timeline is for the I-405 off-ramp culvert as well.
Okay.
Because those are, you know, doesn't make a difference, you know, to polish one side of the car, if the other car, you know, the side of the car is dull.
We have a staff member online who would like to speak, I believe, Chair.
Sure.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for joining us.
I was just going to reiterate those are WashDOT culverts. And I believe WashDOT is looking at it. I believe one is no longer on the fish passage list. But I know they are looking at them because they're looking at, you know, future how I-405 and I-5 connect. So they are looking at it.
Go ahead. Hey, Sherry, this is Councilman Martinez. Is there a timeline? Did you get a timeline or any type of indication if there is a timeline?
I just know about it on the periphery. I know Mike and Josh know more, I think, in detail where they're at. I just know some basic information, so
I can come back to information.
Yeah, I thank you, Sherry. I appreciate the honesty. Yeah, because again, one of the big things is don't mind running for money, but again, if it stops once we get going, you know, it's almost like some people are wondering what are we doing, you know.
Yeah.
So I would like to know that information, please.
Okay.
And find out if that off-ramp one, like Sherry said, was indeed not on the culvert list again. Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember Hedrick, do you have a question? No? Katrina, thank you actually for going and actually applying for this grant. It's a really great, I think, funding opportunity for our city. And I know typically it requires a mission or a vote from the committee, but I'm glad that you went ahead and applied for this. My only question, I'm just curious, will the shape and the look of Gilliam Creek change in any way with this project?
Well, like, you mean where it meets the river, or?
Yeah, or what the funding that's used. Actually, I'm curious what the funding will be used for. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be for, like, final design, permitting, and construction. It's like a 200-foot metal pipe right now, so it's a pretty significant piece of infrastructure. So it would be to, like, excavate all of that, and then the kind of, like, Cadillac version would be to replace it with, like, a box culvert. which is kind of like a newer technology, and with the tide gate that will allow for fish passage and for flood protection.
And I'm curious, something like this, would it actually help with the levee also, or from like sediments coming in into the river?
Sherry? I don't know the answer to that.
Can you repeat your question?
You know, Sherry, it's fine. I was just curious, but for the project itself, I'm very supportive of it. I'll just move for to a vote. Councilmembers, we have consensus to move actually, this only needs council approval,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just agreed.
Okay. Do we have approval for this project?
Yeah. With the caveat that I'm going to get that information.
Yes.
For the grant application?
Just for
the
project,
yes.
I want to know that, and sure. You know, because again, it just, I want it to be an even flow. I don't want it to get going and then stop for another 20 years because the state ran out of money, you know. And again, you know, I applaud that, you know, there was an article last week about we're spending billions of dollars on culverts. So there was an article last week about this, culverts across the state of Washington to help the salmon rehabilitation. So I agree with it, but I also want to know these missing pieces of these other culverts. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, thank cool. You. Thank you.
We'll move to our next agenda item. It's Amendment to Grant Agreement 23-188. For fully coordinated, you know, PCB monitoring evaluation. And yeah, Katrina will do this for this item.
Yes, this is the third item I'm bringing forward tonight. So council is being asked to accept this amendment to our grant agreement with the Department of Ecology. And this funding will pay for PCB monitoring and ask that this be considered on the consent agenda on November 4th. So the city currently has a contract with the Department of Ecology for our enhanced maintenance plan and the decant facility design. And so this was brought before council last July. And then more recently, the Department of Ecology approached the city and said that they had additional funding available for this PCB monitoring and like water testing, and that this it could be added to our existing grant agreement in the form of an amendment. This funding comes with no match to the city, and it's in the amount of $446,144. So you'll see in the fiscal impact, I tried to break it out. So our current grant agreement is at $462, and that part of the award does have a 15% match, which was previously approved by council, and we've already been spending that funding down. So now I'm just coming to add an additional $446,000, and that funding has no match. It's coming from a different pot of money within Ecology, which comes at 100% reimbursable to us. And then one of the other agenda items tonight is a contract with Herrera to do this work. So Sherry will provide more information there. But yeah, that's what I got.
That's one more. Do you have any questions?
Clear definition. I'm good with it.
I'm curious, this is just a study, it doesn't come up with a solution, right? It's just where it's locating PCBs pretty much.
Yeah, it'll monitor and like test the water. I think it's about 15 different locations throughout the city and do some sampling and testing.
Council members, do we have consensus to move the PCB evaluation within stormwater drainage consult CBS forward to the November 4th regular consent agenda?
Yes.
We have consensus. And then last item on our agenda is resolution to surplus city equipment for 2023.
No,
same title.
For cash and
base. The amendment agreements. That's what she was talking about. Their contract.
I see what we're doing. Yeah. I just see what I said. All right. So next agenda item is PCB evaluation with natural water drainage. And we have Sherry with us.
Good evening, council members. I'm here to ask that you execute a contract with Herrera Environmental to do the PCB study that Ecology's grant has just funded. So I'm asking you to fund an agreement with Herrera Environmental in the amount of $421 206 and consider it on the consent agenda on November 4th. And PCBs, just for background, PCBs were used from 1929 to about 1979, and they're considered a forever chemical. And they were used in typical industrial and commercial building applications, electrical heating and hydraulic equipment. And so it's still here in the environment. And so we're going to go sampling at select locations to see if we have it present. And the ecology grant requires us to spend it by the end of June. So we're hoping to get this contract executed as soon as possible.
Hey, Councilmember, do you have any questions?
Yeah, Sherry, I got a question. Herrera, were they the apparent low bidder, or are they a consultant firm that we've used in the past?
So we're currently using Herrera as for the enhanced maintenance plan. So we already have them. And so I looked at MSRC and looked and considered other firms that could be have this, but ultimately I chose Herrera because of their current understanding and current experience with the city. And just we're on a tight timeline because, again, we need to spend the dollars before the end of June. So.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Council members, do we have consensus to move the PCB evaluation within Stormwater Drainage Consult forward to the November 4th meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
We have consensus. And then finally now, we'll move to the last agenda item, which is resolution to surplus city equipment for 2024, presented by Sean.
Good evening. My name is Sean Christie. I'm the internal operations manager, and I'm coming tonight to ask for the ability to surplus 37 pieces of equipment. They're listed here, and then we've also got pictures of all the equipment that we're looking to surplus. This is my first time asking, so I don't know what kind of questions or...
Thank you for your presentation. Councilmember, do you have any questions?
This is just a standard question for whoever is doing surplusing. We surplus about once a year?
Yes, that's the idea. We're bringing in the list once a year to authorize surplusing.
Okay, and then about 3 or 4 years ago, we changed the way we surplus these pieces of equipment. They go to a...
auction house called Bidaboo. Which goes to an eBay auction, which that way it's visible cross country.
Yes, and then that parent high bidder gets the piece of equipment.
Yep.
Now, the only follow-up question to that is, if it's somebody from, let's say, Pennsylvania that wants the John Deere or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, they're on the hook for
they're on the hook.
Okay.
We take, there's actually a yard in Kent.
Uh-huh.
We take the equipment down there, and it's totally whoever buys it has to pick it up from there.
Okay. That's it. That's all the questions I had. They were just normal standard questions.
What's the possible lifespan of a regular police vehicle?
We say right now 10 years or 120,000 miles in the current program. These cars are in the old program, which really is 8 years, 100,000 miles.
Uh-huh.
So with the new take-home program, there's going to be more freeway miles.
Mm-hmm.
Which are a lot less brutal on the cars than driving it around in the 9 square miles. So,
Council members, do you have any questions?
Then,
do we have consensus to move this forward to the November 4th regular consent agenda?
Yes, we do.
We have consensus. Thank you so much, everyone. And that's it.